now, the rest of the story. I'd like you to meet a doctor history forgot, and I mean history fails even to record this man's name. He should have a Nobel Prize, but nobody even knows his name. The rosters of medical associations a century past, the texts of medical journals contemporary to his practice, they offer to help in rediscovering him, but there is no archive, there is no city record, there's not even a pharmacist's file of physicians, which gives us one clue as to who he was, because the product of his research was considered insignificant at the time. It's because we realize today the monumental significance of his discovery that scholars have been delving deeply enough to confirm this much. This doctor, whose name is lost forever, practiced during the 1870s and 1880s. His research was conducted, thereby his residence was most certainly established in the city of St. Louis, Missouri. The work for which we remember him, peripheral to his general practice, was inspired by a patient, doubtless a long-time patient, with an unusual problem. A stomach disorder was indicated, something now determined to have been either controllable hyperacidity or perhaps gastritis. Simultaneously, the patient was suffering from what was then described as protein malnutrition. Now, here was the difficulty. Because of the patient's stomach disorder, the then common sources of vital protein, beef and dairy products and so forth, were contraindicated as ingestible treatment for the protein deficiency. Now, there's every evidence that this patient was more than mildly malnourished. It's been suggested by some scholars that the patient might have been dying. The patient's condition notwithstanding, this doctor was sufficiently alarmed to do that which no doctor is willing to do outside of an emergency, to use an experimental medicine on a living human. We have every reason to believe that not only the patient survived, but was cured of his deficiency. In other words, the medicine stayed down and the patient stayed upright. This is almost certain, for in the early 1890s, the doctor's medicine was stocked on many St. Louis apothecary shelves, and it was being prescribed by then by more than one doctor. Which of these doctors, if indeed any of those recorded, was originally responsible for the miracle cure, we just can't discover. We just can't say. But the significance of that medical discovery is still significant today. We know now that he discovered a medicine which circumvented a delicate stomach disorder to compensate for a severe protein deficiency. We know that his discovery was sufficiently respected to have been employed by other physicians of the late 19th century, also in sanitariums outside the state of Missouri, among them notably the Adventist Sanitarium in Battle Creek, Michigan. So we know the success of the cure that he was brave enough to try. The discovery, however, was generally adjudged insignificant, so history, while recalling the monumental nature of this accomplishment, history of the St. Louis doctor who invented peanut butter. Anyway, now you know the rest of the story.